Praise the Lord. Can you put your hands together for Jesus for all these wonderful miracles? God has been so good. He has been so faithful to us. Hallelujah. And we have come this evening to worship him with this song. Just worship him with us. This song is a familiar song.
Oh, Can we lift up our hands and begin to worship God? Lord, we are grateful. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your compassion. Thank you. Barakata brokoshi brokata brokata brokoto brokoto. Thank you, ancient of days. Yakata kata. For you. So many. If I ask now, how many people have been seeing spirits of death around? I am perceiving death, but we are going to kill it. Karabaka sharabaka suri bukuria baskanda. Say that so when this corruptible has put on incorruptible and this mortal has put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written. What happened? So we are not going to beg death to go. We are going to enforce our victory. Jesus handled death. You are not going to bear death. No, you are going to enforce the victory that Jesus Christ wrought for you at the cross of Calvary. How? Number one, by confessing it. Death, I don't have any covenant with you. Grave, I don't have any. There's a spirit called the spirit of grave. Do you know? There's what is called spirit of grave. When they are hungry for the body, they can use anybody. The people that they will use is the people that don't know who they are. If you know who you are, they can near you. Eji hawa go atraja. Na funu go kasi tibye ka oba aja si ka cho ugo. It's impossible. So we are going to handle the spirit of death. Every spirit of death that is hovering around me, around any member of my family, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, spirit of death, I judge you. Rabakasure bokuria baskanda. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Ribakasakata. O ye spirit of death, hovering around any member of my family, hovering around me. Makasharabakaria baskanda. Rebo. Ribakasere bokuria baskanda.
Hey, spirit of death, not me, not my sibling, not my sisters and my brothers, not my mother, not my father. Yaka, no room for you this year.
Me that one kingdom doesn't kill anybody. Before you see that somebody died, it involves two or three altars. The number one altar or the number one kingdom that must be available is your father's house, operating through familiar spirits. They can connect witches. They can connect marine. They can connect occult. Just to make sure that they execute their plans. So we are going to handle altars. Every altar that is speaking. Brethren, there is altar. In fact, where God is sitting on is a throne. And that throne is called altar. The devil has his own altar. I pity you if you're a child of God and you don't have altar. It's not a physical monument. We are going to pray. Every altar that is sponsoring anything that I'm passing through, what they sponsor, like this death, whenever you see accidents, it can never be of God. It was planned. I have heard some people say, a driver say, at a time, the brake could not work. The accelerator could not work. The steering became stiff. What is it? An altar was speaking. What is the target? Death. If you don't scatter it, they will execute it. My brother told me it's an accident that happened. The person saw trailer coming and decided to shift to the corner so that the trailer can pass. Another car dragged him in front of the trailer so that the trailer could crash. And the person, you know what will happen now. Instantly. What happened? It was a program. He saw it coming and decided to shift. But because it has been programmed, that is an altar speaking. Will you tell me that driver was careless? No. You better sit up this year. Life is not a fun fair. Life is a battlefield. It's not a fun fair. It's a battlefield.
defensive. Oppose them. Face the enemy so that when they come, they will meet fire. Whenever you see anything, is if you have headache and you take paracetamol, the headache is not going. Deal with it spiritually. Who told you that cancer is of the Lord? Highly spiritual. They will just project it. You start going to, in fact, calling the name alone, 50% dead. Because they will tell you that nothing handles it. Who told you? Every altar. You know, when there is an altar, before you see that there is altar, number one thing is there must be a priest. There must be a priest servicing any altar. Number two, there must be a presence. Number three, there must be speakings. Altar don't just happen. They will tell the altar what to do. I told you a man that was projecting evil inside a goat and was calling somebody's name. What do you think he was doing? Altar. Assuming that person is not somewhere praying and another person heard it on the road. Brethren, when the devil wants to fight you, they don't have shame. You tell them to be naked, they will be naked. Then you now come to your father's house to deal with them. They tell you to clap your hands, sing. It's so difficult. But your opponents and they're even ready to eat feces to make sure that they execute their plan. He was speaking inside the goat. He spoke and finished speaking. And told the goat, as I tie you here, that's how I'm tying John. John, you thought that if you go to abroad, we will not hear anything. You are coming back empty-handed. After projection, a pastor, God programmed a pastor. And the pastor said, why would this man stop in a lonely road like this and heard everything that he said? After speaking, he tied the goat and left. The pastor said, John, as I'm tying this goat, I'm untying you. I'm untying your destiny. You must prosper wherever you are. You must live, you will not die. Assuming if that man was not available, you better pray. You better flee. Don't pamper the devil. How am I? Every projection. First of all, you tear down every altar. Every altar that is speaking. Speaking death. Speaking misfortune. Speaking delay. This 2026, never. It won't happen. Are you ready to pray? Oh Lord my God.
Oh Lord my God.
As I begin to pray.
Every evil altar.
That is speaking against my health. Speaking against my breakthrough. Speaking against my progress. Speaking against my life. Oh altar. I scatter you. The prince of such altar. Repent or you die. Every program of that altar. I destroy you. Open your mouth and pray. Hey, pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
I don't know. God is telling me that there is somebody here while we were praying. If the money you have don't finish, and you now almost start begging, almost begging, you won't get another one. And he told me it's a program. Who is that person? Come out. If na die, let them die. If na kolo, let them kolo. If na bele, let them bele. All I want is victory. If na die, oh, let them die. If na kolo, let them kolo. If na bele, let them bele. All I want is victory.
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 We are going to pray. Every altar. In fact, when I was praying, the person I saw is Brother Simeon. But what God says to one, he says to all. He can use one person and handle like 1 million cases. That is God. The person I saw is him. We are going to pray. Whosoever that is causing this thing. Makashakata. But before we pray, there is something I saw. I don't know whether it's physical. But I saw that there is an altar. An altar that was raised. Ogunu mani igba aja bu raise altar. Igba aja. Afu meba agbara aja. Ihe ji igba aja ahu abacha. Abacha agwon agwon. That is what I saw. I don't know whether it's physical. Oh, I saw it while praying, not now, while at home praying. Eji, Eji Abacha. Eji Abacha, when go, imago, bade aja. So, I will pray for you people now. Then I'll pray for, obo no inere ihe, ihe anapa Abacha. I'll pray for you. Praise the Lord. This one, ihe go the same. In this case, spirit of wretchedness. Oh, yeah. We are going to handle it. When we handle it spiritually, you will handle it physically. Do you know how to handle it physically? Adeji prayer better prosperity. God will destroy whatever that is causing that wretchedness. But go through your giving and service, we destroy it. When I pray now, the altar speaking will be handled. But for the finance to keep on flowing, it's you, not me. Are you hearing me? I'm telling you, kingdom principle. And they je pere petenye. Obu ha anointi, I dago du bini iti chafe, gime ye chine keku. Let's pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, you showed me this. Every altar that is speaking, altar that was raised to cause wretchedness, Maragazagada, I delay. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I command that altar to be on fire. The priest of that altar, repent or you die. The program of that altar, it is thwarted. The spirit behind that altar, I bind you with everlasting chain. I cast you into abyss. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, as they obey you, let their finances begin to improve. Let breakthrough flow in their direction. Strategic helpers, let them be connected. In Jesus' name. Amen. Number one, if you are selling abacha or you are selling something that people can eat, I want to pray for you. Let me pray for you. But what I saw is abacha.
Ineme uzo. Odiwo ye di kare. Chimo ineme uzo. Ebuzo na di. Odiwo.
Raised against these ones under the influence of my voice, I command such altar collapse, 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 collapse in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I speak abundance, I speak open heavens to them. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Ancient of Days. In the mighty name of Jesus. There's something I saw. I'm seeing somebody. You just notice that your hand, will I call it paralyzing? Just, you just find out that you are not raising your hand. You are finding it difficult to raise your hand. That's what I saw. Akagina abawo abawo. Odiko paralysis. Karaba kashakatara bakuria. Zuganda garaba kuria baskanda. Zaganda garebu kuria baskanda. Zigede garebu kuria baskanda yakata. Zagataraba kuria baskanda yekiti. Zagataraba kuria baskanda. Christi kamfo. Ema honogo. Akage. Akage na abawo abawo. On a make physical. On a make physical. Okay. Go akamfo. Zaganda ramba kuria baskanda. Ineme uzo. Ebuzo na di. Odigo. Ebuzo na
redeem. I stretch forth my hand. I declare them free in the mighty name of Jesus. You are healed in Jesus' name. Amen. I don't know. I'm seeing a contention in a land. Or when I'm an answer, Manakan Shafua now, or Dika, the villagers, they involve. But that land belongs to your family. A land. But you are sure that land belongs to your family. But the villagers are interested. Zagaraba kanriya baskanda yakat. Baraka shabruko shimbarakanta burukutu. Yagaraganda buruko zuburuko zuburakanta. Zagaraganda buruko zuburakanta burukutu. Yagaraganda buruko zuburuko zuburukutu. Zagaraganda buruko zuburuko zuburukutu. Zagaraganda buruko zuburakanta burukutu. Zagaraganda.
Jesus anato moto. Jesus anato moto. Jesus akacha siebube. Site lugure nandita. Jesus agidoto.
Judge this case and release victory in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Ancient of Days, in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. You can go back to your seat. Father, to child,
spirit to spirit, lighted by your word, and with your bread of life, that's how I come alive. That's how I change my
Father to child,
Father to child.
Upon this service, let the sick be healed, let the bound be loose, let the oppressed be delivered, let the lost be saved. Transform us into the image of your dear Son, Jesus Christ. May we never remain the same after this encounter. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for His help. I saw while I was praying, I was just releasing prophecy anyhow. Right now, I will preach a sigh. Preach a sigh. So pay attention for this one. You may be the next. I just saw it. I was shocked. I was releasing prophecy. So, so much. But that is the season. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I love our sister Uzo's testimony. Sister Uzo said, if you have been consistent, you will know that our teaching last year is more of practical. Don't hear the word of God and go home and keep your notes. You're supposed to hear it again, again, and again. There are some message. There is one message that God Himself instructed me to listen to 100 times. 100. 100 times. There are some messages you listen to for. This time around, it's not the message. It's the spirit behind the message. And I found out that whenever I listen to the message, I learn another thing. It's spirit. His spirit. When you read, read it again. When you listen, listen. Thank God for technology. Now you have your phone, you have your iPad, you have your computer, so many means of listening to messages. Fill your life with God's messages. And automatically it's what you have that you produce. Especially under pressure. If there is nothing inside, when you're under pressure, you start running head and scatter. But when you are loaded, when you are pressurized, you bring out what is inside. Is it not true? Praise the Lord. So, and that confirmed what God told me today. He told me that I am discipling you. Not just fellowship. Don't see it that you just come to fellowship, you go. Mm-mm. It's a discipleship class. And don't joke with it, because you don't even know where life will take you to. Somebody in UK, whenever I speak with her, he say, Mommy, there's only one regret I have. I say, I knew you for over 6 years before I came to UK. I never maximized that opportunity. Now, I'll be waiting like I'm waiting for American visa every Thursday so that they will upload the message. Then I'll now gather my family to listen to it. I say, wow. So you are missing me. Say, missing is an understatement. When God puts you in a place, you may not even know why. But life happened and you find yourself in poem. Maximize it. Maximize it. Learn. Even if you don't, if God did not give you worldwide ministry, what of your family? There are some patterns that is waiting for you to break in your family. There are some evil cycles that is waiting for you.
He's not waiting for any other person. It's you. You that I'm talking to. So, it's not just come to fellowship and go. Maybe if you have any problem, you will remember mommy and start calling. It's wrong. It's wrong. Don't do that. Even God doesn't like it. Jesus asked them, were they not 10 that I healed? Where are the 9? 1/10 is not pass mark. Even 2 is not pass mark. Even 3 is not pass mark. Be serious with your life. God told me, so many people are coming to receive. Leave God's hand, go for his heart. And all those things that you are stretching your hand to receive, you will have more than enough. Leave his hand, go for his heart. Love him genuinely, serve him. Praise the Lord. So, we are going to start this year. Our year of alignment. While I was praying, God told me, gave me some topics we are going to handle that will help us to align well. There are times you will think that you know it all. But assuming if a child, if you don't pass through primary school and jump into secondary school, and the child that went through primary school before secondary school, will those two children be the same? The difference will be so clear. And it's like that in Christendom. He told me, not just changing topics, but getting the basics. For example, there are some things in the kingdom that you must have to know if you will be a child of God. It's a must. It's a must. If you don't know it, your Christian life will be in jeopardy. It's true. I want to cook onugbo soup. I call it onugbo soup. I want to cook it. Then I went to get onugbo and the salt equal proportion. And I put a cook is already shouting. Will people eat that soup? You will not eat that soup. So, there are some. I want to cook rice. Fried rice. I got all the condiments. But the salt and the rice is equal. Will you eat that food? It's so in Christianity. If there are some areas that you will blow so much against other ones, you will still have pashoko or malnourished. It's true. There are some areas that you will not bother yourself and you will still be a Christian. But there are areas you will misuse. You already are an unbeliever. You know what God told me? Is it last week or during our retreat? You know, God is not a parrot. He speaks once in a while, but he leads you. God can lead you. But if you are hearing God's voice every day, God, more grace. But I know that God doesn't talk like that. But he can lead and guide you every day. You will just know what to do. That is Holy Spirit. He told me, 80% of Christians, 80%, 80% of Christians don't know what to do at times in the face of trials. And some of them are just being Christian for being Christian. How does this happen? Maybe you prayed for something. you didn't get the answer. You prayed again for another thing, you didn't get the answer. Do you know what will happen? If you do that for some time, maybe 1 week, you are not getting the answer. Do you know what will happen? You just take it like that. You are just praying for praying's sake. You are not praying to get answer any longer. You just keep on praying to keep going so that they will not call you an unbeliever. But already, that's what you are. Are you hearing me? So God told me that when they miss it, they don't care to go back and know what happened. There are times it's growth that happened to you. There are times it's disobedience that God wanted you to correct. How? There are times before now, when you want to pray at midnight, you'll be ready to cry. Oh God, that job at Parkland, you know, that job you promised me, that job, that NEPA job, that this thing. When you cry and cry finish, God will say, take, stop crying, take, give you the job. You dance, you rejoice. Tomorrow you come again. When God sees that you are stable, you say, no, cry, cry, baby. You don't get job by crying. There are some things that you are expected to do. When you now cry, God will keep the job. And you now say, God doesn't answer prayer. It's not that he doesn't answer prayer. God expected you to grow. Does it happen to you? No, you're a strong Christian. Strong Christian. I'm telling you, God, we want to study God. We want to study God. God have character. God have ways. If you don't know it, you will miss him. It's a vital course. It have like 1 million credit road. There are some people that are Christians, they don't know God. You have to know God. There are some things somebody will tell you, you know that this thing will never happen. How? Where? When? Why? You just know it will not happen. Why? If your father, ethnic father, will not carry snake and give you instead of fish, will not carry stone and give you instead of bread, what of your heavenly father? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So we are starting from the scratch. Let's go to Daniel chapter 11, verse 32. Daniel, who is conversant with that verse? Eh? Everybody. Why? Okay. Those who do wickedly against the covenant, he shall corrupt with flattery. But the people who know their God shall be strong and carry out great exploits. I want you to underline that knowing. Who know? What we are dealing with is knowing God. Knowing God. Marakashakata karakata. Marakata karambakuria baskanda. Zugetegetegregetegregete. Proverb 9:10. Proverb 9:10. Makashakata karakata brokoshimbrakata. Zuganda gandaganda. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. We are talking about knowing God. Brethren, if you don't know God, as a child of God, as a Christian, you'll be stranded. Life is so serious to live it anyhow. If you want to know God, three areas, three channels that will lead you to knowing God as a child of God. The number one channel is scripture. We know that with the word of God, we know God. I heard about a man that just wanted to know exactly what is in the Bible. And he started reading Bible. Before he could finish Bible, he became a born again. Nobody preached to him. I want to know Bible. He started reading Bible and became a born again. What happened? The author of the Bible encountered him. Somebody say he met Christ and read his Bible. Nine days he finished the Bible. The zeal was so much. I want to know God. What I came to do this evening is to infuse hunger. Infuse hunger in you to pursue God. Brethren, you can know God. If there is anything in your life that is not happening as it should, do you know what happened? There is an area that you're supposed to know and you don't know. Is bitter truth too? There is something that you're supposed to know that you don't know. You have health issue. There is something that you're supposed to know that you don't know. If I call you out now and I ask you, are you saved? You say yes. How do you know that you are saved? I accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and personal Savior. You just confess. Romans 10. Is it not true? But you announce it. I say, are you healed? Do you know that it was the same power that saved you that healed you? So what is the problem? The Lord that forgives your iniquity is the same Lord that did what? Healed your diseases. Psalm 103. So you are sick. There's something that you're supposed to know that you don't know. That is it. What am I supposed to know? I'm supposed to know that when he shed his blood, he first of all broke his body before even the blood came out. Then, by the body he broke, I was healed. By the blood that gushed out, I was saved. Why is it not working for me? You don't know it. It's not knowing in your head. You have not caught that revelation. Just breathe your name upon me. Breathe. Just breathe your name upon me. Breathe, Lord. Yahweh is your name. Breathe, Lord. Just breathe your name upon me. Breathe. You want to know God, know scripture. If you will not read your Bible a day and comfortably sleep in the night, you can't know God. You wake up from morning till night, you didn't open your Bible, even the app in your phone, but you have gone to Facebook 1 million times. Not one verse, not one chapter. You won't know God. You want to know God? Read God. What did I say? Read God. Read God to know God. That area, my Day before, is it day before yesterday or yesterday? As I was praying, you know, you grow in knowledge and the revelation. Do you know what God told me? Let me tell you what he told me. Yesterday. He said, I was asking God, like, I see visions. I can sleep in the night and wake up and have like 20 dreams. 20. I'll remember all of them and pen them down. So, God is now teaching me what he's teaching me. Dream. Dream is very good. There's not, dream is the highest form of revelation. Vision is highest form of insight. So, he was teaching me dream and vision because I'm also seeing vision. Then, God now was telling me how I can, you know, when you are awake, how you can see vision without it being corrupted. Praise the Lord. Then I was now asking God, when I want to teach this thing that you are telling me, how do I do it? He now told me, when you are in my presence and you are reading the word, maybe I am looking for healing. I will sit down. I will read Isaiah 53. I will read 1 Peter 2:23. I will read Matthew 8:17. I will read about maybe Jesus' earthly ministry on healings. All these things is you talking to God, meditating. As you keep quiet, as you are meditating, how do you know that God has spoken to you? How do you know? When God pick among all those things that you are meditating and give you one, that one is more, is worth more than billion. That is revelation. You have heard God. You had all the scriptures. But this particular one, this is what God told me. You capture it. You find out that when God speaks like that, it happens. Is it true? That is how God speaks, through the scripture. It's practical, sisters. I have given you big expo. Maybe you have to go and sow seed into her life. It's practical. Go home and practice it. I want prosperity. Gather scriptures. Begin to speak it out. When you speak it, when your heart is full of those scriptures, God will speak. And do you know that you have to give Holy Spirit vocabulary to speak? You don't know. What you don't know, Holy Spirit will not use it to talk to you. It's you that will produce the vocabulary that we use to talk to you. That is why you know that God doesn't have language. The language of God is light. When he beams the light, you catch what he's saying. That is why God hears in Sudan now. Can talk to God in a Sudan language. Praise the Lord. So, you know God how? By the scripture. Read God. Thy word had I hid in my heart, so that what will happen? I will not sin against you. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Proverbs 4:20-22. The word of God. The word of God. Feed on the word of God. You want to know God. Don't run helter-skelter. Don't be a lazy Christian. Sit down and you can give yourself assignments. Nkechi Tony, you will not sleep every night if you don't cover like 10 chapters. It's an assignment. Even if you are, there are times my husband will see me sitting and say, Nkechi Tony, I've not completed my assignment. I will doze off and come back. I'll continue. Praise the Lord. Know God through the scripture, one of the channel. Number two, know God through his names. His names. God have name. Exodus 3, 13 to 15. Exodus chapter 3, from verse 13 to 15. Karabaka shakatakata. Then Moses said to God, indeed, when I come to the children of Israel and say to them, the God of your fathers has sent me to you. And they say to me, what is his name? What shall I say to them? 14. And God said to Moses, I am who I am. And he said, thus shall you say to the children of Israel, I am has sent me. God is telling them his name. You know God by his name. God gives himself name in your life. Can you see Sister Favor? From nowhere. And his business partners or colleagues were calling her, saying, how to go to the country, US cannot. Who will ever believe that God can change a story like that? The children that went to school, they went on scholarship. And an actress was passing and decided to give the child a scholarship. And as Zozika, the child as well. Piam, first one, Piam, US, go and read and study there. Second one, Piam again. The sister last year presented herself, because they are in Lagos, presented herself as the mother. But when they answer, I'm not the mother, this year, call the mother, we want to see her. And I called her and said, okay, I am coming. One hour, she was in Lagos. I answered, guess I dig up. Osima, I only came out once. Ask him, no way, Ben Naga. I only came out once. Oh, God, Jesus, you the sweetie, my belly. You do good for me. You they make me wonder. Oh God Jesus, you they bless me. Yafo yafo. How for do Jesus now I am. Eh, oh God Jesus, you they sweetie my belly. You do good for me. You they make me wonder. Oh God Jesus, you they bless me, yafo yafo. How for do Jesus now I am. Every day, he give me clothes. Every day, you give me food. You know they play me why, yo. Follow forever till I land. They bought the ticket. She entered plane. Before you know it, she's in America. And they were telling her, you are giving birth to only girls. Why? Why bonwa? You can choose a name for yourself. Oyigi yigi, obada bada, chinazen bere, chijindom, chiwokem, chinenye, chibundom. China Beze. China Beze. na-ekwuru m ọnụ m, chi na-agọrọ m, chi na-agwọ m ọrịa, chi na-ezute m. Give him your own name. When he revealed himself to Hagar in Genesis 16, he said, hey, so the Lord is seeing me. That is the meaning of Aaron. When he met Abraham, he said, I am the most breasted one. The day I caught the revelation of this word, Jehovah El Shaddai, I cried like 1 week. Because I didn't just heard it. I saw it. I saw only breast. Like the whole world is putting mouth in that breast. And it could not be exhausted. That is El Shaddai. Then you have him as God and you are hungry. What is the name that you have given God? I have a numerous name. When I want to adore him, I don't adore him in English. Which English? Not even in Central Igbo. Nsude. Obama is the one. Otuturu mo ticha. Otibula abara nihu arosu. Onapuru wiye dimi ihe mo dose nuko ye miye. Ojeba ho do seri ejefuti ye. Eke na eze anọ, eze nata, ebido nke nish. Give him your own name. He comes to your life to reveal himself to you. Has he revealed himself to you? Then you don't know him. Chine ekwuru m ọnụ. Chine agbanwere m ọnọdụ. O chetere onye chefuru. Have you been in a place where they counted you out? Dịka si na isohu n'ọnụ ọgụ. O me gịnị? O wete gị si gị bụrụ number one. O gụnyere onye agụfuru. Come and become number one. Who told you? Ha gagharịcha, ha abịaghị ebe ị nọ, nothing will happen. Give him your own name. That is how to know him. Karabaka shakatakata. Zuma katerebo kuriamba skanda. Zuge dege 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 dege. Yagata karagata broko subarakata. Praise the Lord. Number three way of knowing God. You know God through Jesus Christ. He came as a correction. He came to show us who God is. There are some people that have some perception that are not very, very clear about God. What you don't see in Jesus is not in God. Jesus came to reveal who God is to us. Know Jesus and know God. Marakashakatakata. I wrote here, God is Jesus Christ. That is why the Father mandated the creation to do what? To hear him. Jesus is exactly the revelation of the Father. Who is Jesus? The revelation of the Father. If Jesus is caring, the Father is caring. If Jesus is good, the Father is good. If Jesus is healer, the Father is the healer. Jesus showed us exactly how God is. Praise the Lord. Number four, we know God by experience. You know God by what you have passed through. Be because it's my life
that made me to call him Otutulo Tiche.
It's my life that made me to call him Oguyelo Yagopo. It's Job's life, Job 42 verse 5. I have been hearing about you with the hearing of the ears, but today my eyes have seen you. You know him by experience. What does he tell you? Whatever that you are passing through is for revelation of God. Praise the Lord. Don't destroy your pain with murmuring and complaining. Allow that pain to reveal who God is. Allow it. Allow the pain to reveal who God is. Experience. You know when David in 1 Samuel 17, David was in the bush because they rejected him. In fact, they have even forgotten about him. And including Samuel, Samuel didn't think that anything can come out from David. If not prophetic accuracy, he would have missed it. He wanted to give it earlier. But God said, not this one. Or where Joe Jesse? Oh, my God, go get back. Or where can be a chewie? Church. Can you not come? Unless Monka non a bush. On a net on a bush. Or say, I will not sit down until he comes. And anointed him. Remember that they have finished anointing him before that first Samuel 17. What happened? When he was face to face with Goliath, by his experience in the bush, have experienced God dealing with bear and the lion, and he came with a name. That name he was used to. See, you came with all your armor and everything. I came in a name. I came in a name. You see, you that have defied the armies of the living God, today I will cut off your head. Was he saying it by his strength? He was saying it because he have experienced God. Who is he to tore the lion and the bear? And he came with that name. Have you faced that your challenge with that name? Your challenge is looking at you, and you are looking at the challenge because you didn't come with a name. It's time to confront that challenge with a name. A name that God revealed to him in the bush was the name that he came to fight Goliath with. When Saul said, come and carry my armor, he wore it. I'm not conversant with this name. Please take it off. I don't know this weapon. I'm not conversant with it. He went with the one that he was conversant with. Immediately through the stone, the angel of God carried it to the forehead. The stone sank in and he fell. He came with a name. Is that name that you use to confront the enemy in the battlefield? What is that name? Will you go back and say, Father, give me one name that I will know you with. Give me one name. Have you ever heard the prayer, make a name for yourself? Why do people pray such prayer? Because they want that problem to reveal the name of God. Can you ask God this evening, make a name to yourself in my life? In this area, I want to see you as Chinna warrior. In this area, I want to know you as protocol breaker. While we are in prayer camp, November,
ending of November. We were adoring God, giving him so many names. And we told God to come and see that. I even forgot. It was Chinye that remembered it for me on Monday. So, while we were giving God names, then I told God, you will fight in this country at David. I said, no, by revelation, that is Jehu. Is it true? Mommy, is it not true? I say, God is coming to fight in this country as Jehu. Because that was what I heard. Is that what happened? Is he not still on it? He said, no, not as David, but I'm coming as Jehu. And he dealt mercilessly. And he's still on it too. What name are you going to give God? Or you don't have any name. If you don't have any name, give him one this evening. Let us pray. We have not even scratched it. We are continuing from here. We are home. On Thursday is hour of mercy. I want you to talk to God. I want to know you more. More and more and more. Teach me to know you more and more. Can we stand on our feet? I want you to talk to God. If you know that you are coming for the first time, please come to the front. And if you want to give your life to Jesus Christ, it's an opportunity. No, you can't know him if he don't know you. He will reveal his name to you when he knows you. If you are coming for the first time, come. If you want to give your life to Christ, please come out. I want you to talk to God. Shakarabakuria baskanda. Zagaderebokuria baskanda. Yakarabakaria baskanda. Talk to God. Please talk to God. Tell this God. God, if you are the one that has all these names, give me one for you. Give me the one I'll be using to adore you. Give me one for you. Reveal a name. Reveal a name to me. Karia baskanda yakatere bukuria. Zuma katara bakuria baskanda. Yagara baga zegedegedegede. Father, we declare that we love you. We declare an everlasting love for you. Father, we declare. Father, we declare. We worship you. Lord, I pray for one thing. Definite encounter this night. Definite encounter. Definite encounter. Definite encounter. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, show yourself to them. May they know you the more. In Jesus' name. Can we give our offering? Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we use this our offering to connect to whatsoever that you have for us this season. May we never miss it. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Let me pray for us, then you drop your offering at the altar. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, go in peace. You will continue to enjoy the goodness of the Lord. This week, no running helter-skelter for you.
Before you knock at any door,
it is wide open. I decree and I declare, your prophetic helpers, God will take away their sleep, peace and rest until they release what belongs to you.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, before Thursday, you will have more than enough testimony to testify. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
And amen. God bless you.
See you on Thursday. Don't come alone. It's hour of mercy. This one will be explosive. Surely.
And we will say that you are good and all the miracles you've done.